You're listening to Otto, Orthodox Teen Talk Online, where a bunch of teens get together and talk about everyday issues.
I'm not
who
Who's
your favorite
member?
Joe.
Oh,
okay. All the way.
Okay, Joe, Nick, and the there. He's just there.
Kevin is so sweet.
Yeah, it would be so much better.
Kevin is so nice, though.
September 5th.
Burning up.
You know what? Speaking about burning up, let's talk about body image for a minute. We talked a while ago about dealing with topics that deal with teens, and today we want to talk about body image, which of course has to deal with self-image or self-esteem as well. I don't know about you guys. What magazines are you reading, and what are you seeing in those magazines?
Yes, we
really want to know.
Marcus reads Good Housekeeping.
And Cosmo Girl.
Good Housekeeping and Cosmo Girl.
And 17.
Right.
I read
Teen Bop and all that stuff because of the Jonas Brothers, but we're not talking about them. But I do read like Cosmo Girl and 17 and Teen People and all that stuff, and they promote... They actually, recently, they haven't been so, like, skinny people are, like, the only way to go. They actually embrace, like, girls that have curves because I think they realize that most people aren't, like, a size 1. I think the average size of, like, the average woman is a size 12 or something. So, that everyone acknowledges it, but then you see propaganda and, like, the models that are, like, anorexic looking, and you're like, all right, well, what's wrong with me? And then I think that... That's so wrong because I think God created us to look the way we do for a reason.
I read a lot of Men's Health and Sports Illustrated.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I like sports.
Yeah.
What about the image of who you are? I mean, you're tall, you're short, you're heavy, you're thin. You have curly hair, you have straight hair, you have no hair, like me. It just depends on... And then the question is, who's defining what it is you look like? Is anyone, I mean, if you're reading these magazines and you're going there, you think young people today are looking at the magazine and saying, wow, that's what I should look like?
Disillusionment,
yeah,
of celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they immediately, like, they look at you and they associate you, like, with somebody, you know, and I think that celebrities really do set the standard because, I mean, you always see them everywhere, you know, they're really, like, almost like common to you, you know, like you see them so much, you're like, you know so much about them, you know the movies they've been in and, you know, how they talk, how they sound, you know, they have certain styles where they buy their clothes or whatever, you know.
Yeah, like there's a show, I don't know what it's called, I'm not sure what it's called, but you come in and it's like a reality and you choose like your favorite star and they make you look like them. It's like, say I want to look like Jennifer Aniston. Then they dress you up and they change your hair and put makeup and say okay, and then they have the audience say if you do look like or not.
Did anybody ever see like the Twilight Zone? Does anybody remember like the episode where like they're in like a whole, like everyone's a pig looking, and then there's this like the beautiful blonde, and then she's like shunned away because she's not like, she doesn't look like a pig.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's like society that defines what we should look like. Like, what beauty is, so, I mean...
Society or media? Mm-hmm. Or is media society?
I think that's interchangeable.
Yeah.
There actually is the good media. Like you were saying, the style networks and how Clea said about the making you look like a star. There's also actually good shows. Like, I'm pretty sure it's called How to Look Good Naked.
Could you say that again?
The show is called How to Look Good Naked. It's where they make a woman who feel that they're inadequate
physically.
They make them feel better about themselves, like self-esteem wise.
Accepting their body and learning how to accept their body. It is a positive kind of a show.
Yeah, that's more like a I'm gonna sit on the couch in my sweatpants and eat ice cream kind of show. You know, like for a chick. You know what I mean?
Adam,
you can edit that out. You know?
No, actually, we'll.
You know,
we'll
I don't know
it
if
in.
That's I don't know if that's a valid point or not. But celebrities do set a standard, like. Personal like traits, like stupid old traits that you have. Somebody be like, "Oh, you look like so and so," and you know, kind of like, "Oh, really? Thank you." You know, like that really—it's a confidence booster, you know. So
I think the media also influences how
guys look at girls too. Like being a girl myself, obviously.
Well, vice versa.
that's true.
Vice versa.
Wait, can I finish my sentence? Thank you. I think that they automatically look for a certain type of girl. She has to be a certain, not a certain height, but like have a certain body like shape, like flat stomach, all that good stuff that should be there. Like, they have to look a certain way. Like, they look for certain things, and then girls do in turn look for the same thing. But I have noticed that a girl, like a hot girl, will go out with a society, like someone that society would say that is not attractive, but guys will not always go out with girls that are unattractive.
See, now you're making generalizations.
I said sometimes.
Well, it's all about, like, don't judge a book by its cover. I mean, you look at a person, and then first thing you do is judge their looks. I mean, that's a given human instinct, just to judge their looks, because that's the first thing you know about them, that's the first thing you see. But I think beauty is within, and once you get to know a person, it's not about what's on the outside, but it's about who they are, how they view life, and, you know, all that good stuff.
Do you find that it's hard to keep true to that? I mean, that really
is, especially in this society, it is extremely hard to not judge looks over personality.
And this age.
I think it's also unfair of media to do what it's doing to your age. Many of you went through puberty, and your bodies change, obviously. As your body is changing, your image changes, the way you look changes, your hormones change. So it causes things to happen in your life that many times you don't have a lot of control over. So your thoughts and your mind's running in many, many different directions. So to put before you an image which may not be attainable is false, is wrong. I mean, from an Orthodox Christian perspective, we believe that we're all created in the image and the likeness of God. We don't have a checklist that came to us from God to tell us what was right about us. Well, you have blonde hair. Well, you have brown hair. You have blue eyes. You have brown eyes. I mean, that's not what it's about. From our perspective as Orthodox Christians, we look at the soul of the person. We also know that no one has your soul. We know that no one has your fingerprint. So how do we build self-esteem and this feeling of, I am who I am? Now, I'm not saying if you're 500 pounds, that you shouldn't get on a diet and you shouldn't go work out. Yeah. I mean, there's extreme.
I mean, that's health.
That's health issue. I mean, that's a basic health issue. But if you're looking in the mirror, which some people do today, and you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, wow, look at this girl in this magazine. Look at this guy. What's wrong with me?
Being young, we're automatically vulnerable to outside forces, outside images of what we're supposed to look like. So if we were constantly exposed to, like, the Orthodox faith more than once a week, as many of us are just on Sunday mornings, then definitely society would be a much better place and would actually look on the inside of a person than on the outside.
But the thing is, even if we are exposed to, like, church, like, the environment more than once a week, you still have, when you turn on the radio, you're listening to ads about body imaging, a smart lipo, nose jobs, and everything like that. You're still exposed to it no matter what.
You're inundated by that.
And it's true, exactly. You know, I mean, she brings up a really good point. I mean, I don't think at any time in history have you heard the amount of advertising for corrective surgery like you do now.
I like that term, corrective. What was it?
Corrective surgery?
Yeah, it was never incorrect. So,
for the teens that might be listening, what is it from our perspective as Orthodox Christian teens that we could hold up, we could lift up for them, that they could do if they're having difficulty dealing with their own self-image, their own self-esteem? How do we help people deal with that?
Well, because, of course, you keep your insecurities to yourself, but if people actually, like, talk about their insecurities, like Cleo say she doesn't like her hairline, and Christina will say that she has too broad shoulders, and then Isabella will say that she has a big forehead, then you realize... I'm not saying any of those things are true.
Now that you've destroyed two people in the studio...
Oh, my gosh, Matthew!
I'm not saying any of those are true. But I'm saying...
Yeah, you make sure that you...
When you talk about those things, then other people realize it's like, wow, you know, I didn't think... I thought I was the only person who had something wrong about myself.
as long as we all know that God created, that we were God's image of what he wanted, then we should all know that we were perfectly created in the image of God. So, I mean, we really don't have to correct ourselves of what God gave us, because God wanted for us to have it, and that's all that should matter to us.
I think a lot of girls today also, because of the whole image issue, I know that people may just, like, say, oh, I look so fat, I look horrible, just to get, like, compliments. I know people do that, too. I mean, I think I've been guilty of it a few times. I think everyone in this room probably has, just because they want to feel better about themselves. I don't think we know how to deal with it, necessarily, because there's so much negative propaganda, like Christina was saying. Corrective surgery. Really? What was wrong with us to begin with? If we were made to look a certain way, if my shoulders were... If I was born with broad shoulders and long legs, why should that be corrected?
It's interesting. I mean, we know the media plays a role, but the teenagers of today are also looking at the way the adults are behaving and acting. And when you've got the majority of the adults not happy with their physical, you know, exterior and spending time on their exterior, then it just goes to show that, yeah, you know, if my mom is obsessing about her weight, then, you know, the kids are going to be like the same way.
I also think that a lot of the body image, like self-doubt or whatever, also comes from the fact that you want to have a boyfriend or you want to find that one person in your life that is you're supposed to be with. So you want to look the best that you can, or what you think the best looks like, to find that person, and in all reality, that person should accept you for who you are.
I actually have one of my friends actually obsessed about getting a boyfriend. She, this past year, she's cut her hair, dyed it blue, purple, green, and you know, makeup extreme, and in the end, I told her truthfully in a nice way that what she's doing isn't really the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Because if somebody likes her for doing that, then that's not really somebody she should be going out with.
Yeah.
Well, it's
that's
interesting.
That's the kind of advice I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what is it that you could say to someone being grounded in the faith about who they are as a person? Because the self-esteem issue comes from the issue of success defined by society, which then translates into who we are. And if you know your scripture and you know your faith, you know that, wait a minute, this is not the road you should be on.
I mean, I always hear people say, like, all this stuff about plastic surgery and whatnot. But, I mean, the body is like the house of God.
The temple of the Holy Spirit,
thank you. And, I mean, we shouldn't really have to change that. We shouldn't have to touch that at all. It's what God wanted us to look like. And the person is who we are on the inside, our soul, our personality, not who we are on the outside, not what we look like.
And I want to just say, like, also, like, for, like, advice for the kids out there, when I went to confession this year, and I really didn't, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but while I was sitting waiting for my friend to finish her confession, I picked up the Orthodox Study Bible, and there's a whole list of things, like, where you can find, like, certain things in the Bible of, like, if you're, like, feeling sad, if you're happy, if you need guidance, like, pick up, I swear, it is the most amazing thing. Every time, if I feel bad about myself, anything, it's in there, and it tells you exactly what verse you're looking for, and you read it, and it's like, okay. And it's just like that reassuring factor that you're like, okay, I can do this, I'm who I am, and you just feel better about yourself. So I would say definitely pick up the Orthodox Study Bible.
I remember when my daughter was in middle school, one of her friends every week was donning a whole new look. In an effort to find who you are on the inside, you go through this sort of transformation on the outside. There's a soul searching there. So when you have friends around you that are going through that, you being grounded in your faith and who you are internally will help them find who they are.
I don't think it's as much as a soul search as more or less like an appearance search, because soul searching, you have to look on the inside, and trying to change yourself on the outside is not going to help you on the inside.
Oh, no, absolutely. So that's what I'm saying, though. You see a kid who, you know, every week and a half is like a completely different, you know, one week they're a surfer dude, and then the next week they're goth with black eyeliner and spiked mohawk hair and chains, and then a week later they're preppy. I mean, you know they're going through something.
Maybe they're trying to find what fits them best.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody at my school actually, again, did that And then he went from being like the preppiest kid to then being the chungo and then being the rocker and the whatever. And then he said he's trying to find who he is inside. But trying to find yourself inside shouldn't have to change who you are outside.
Yeah, the outside should definitely not influence the inside at all. Like, the inside is what your soul is, and your appearance, your physical appearance, should have nothing ever to do with what your
but you, soul it does is. Influence your...
Oh, it influences.
You know, think about if you've seen the people with the extreme tattoos all over their bodies. They could be the nicest human being. They could be very gentle and a really great person, but your reaction visually to what that person looks like is negative. So, you know, the exterior does influence how other people react to you.
And what we haven't brought up yet is the fact that we believe that as human beings, we are the supreme creation of God. Now, if he creates the supreme creation, you think he knows what he's doing? I mean, why do you give ants so many legs? Why do you give the spider the ability to spin a web? Why did he give us a reasoning mind? That's the problem. We've lost track of the fact that God knew what he was doing when he created us. So we're allowing all these other forces to guide who we're supposed to be when we don't know that we are the supreme creation of God. And that's the basis of this conversation. I think the number one issue that you can share with anyone who's listening, you are the supreme creation of God. So whether you're fat this year, or you're thin next year, or you're bald, or you have hair, you have long hair like Adam, you have short hair like Matthew, or you have no hair like me, or it doesn't matter. It really, really doesn't matter. We have to, as people, we got to get beyond that image. So those are the things you've got to wade through. And the times of puberty that you go through, or the young people are going through, you have to realize the body, again, I reiterate it again, the body is exploding in different ways. It's just beginning to form its proper way to grow. So don't get too hung up on your image at that point in your life, because it's going to change. It's going to change. You as teens, you have a great way of influencing your friends. Remember the self-image, and remember the word no. It can take things far.
Thank you.
Let's thank them. Marcus, Clea, Christina, Isabella, Eleni, Matthew, Adam. They're from St. Sophia Cathedral, St. Andrew's Church in Kendall, and St. Demetrius here in Fort Lauderdale.
This has been Otto, Orthodox Teen Talk Online. If you have suggestions for our next topic, email us at otto@myocn.net.